Here's the kind of summer camp that I bet a lot of adults would have loved to attend as kids, or even now. In Southern California, there's a camp where kids learn to care for sick and stranded baby sea lions and elephant seals. Gloria Hillard takes us there.
The four elephant seals lounging and swimming in the small pool at the Pacific Marine Mammal Center in Laguna Beach all have names. Doing the introductions is 11-year-old Jameson Ivy.
Okay, so that the one in the pool is Littlefoot. And see that, the darker one on the side? The one that just got up and put his head down again. Like she's right next to the fence. That's Lobster, the one looking at us. I think Ombre and Lobster seem to be like best friends.
The baby elephant seals are now quite hefty, but when they were brought in just a few months ago, they were tiny. Just skin and bones and near death. They were in the same condition as the sea lion pups that are the primary patients here.
It's sad and happy to see them come in, because it's sad because they have to come in, but it's good that they're coming in to get rehabilitated.
At the center's summer day camp, kids 8 to 12 are learning all about how to care for those sick and injured marine mammals, from how to clean an animal covered with oil to rescuing a stranded baby sea lion. Stuffed toy seals are stand-ins.
So first thing you do is when you go over him, you're going to throw this towel over his head so he can't see.
Once they're rescued, they're going to need some nutrition. Here, they call it fish smoothies.
So do I have anyone that wants to cut fish for me? I need two people.
All the wide-eyed kids standing in a semicircle raise their hands. And then, after adding some vitamins, protein, and Karo syrup...
Go ahead and press this button right here.
There was the smell test.
It is incredibly important to get people involved at a young age.
Kristen Donald is the center's education director.
It's amazing what can happen when you see a child look at an animal that is hurting, that is emaciated, and it makes a big impact on them, and they realize, I can be a part of this, whether it be by turning this into a career or just talking to other people about it.
Most of the campers live near the beach and have witnessed the sea lion strandings over the years. Echo Coons is 8 and a half. She says at one time, koalas were her favorite.
Yeah, it's now my seals, any kind, now my favorite animal. And I really like this camp, so I'm going to ask my mom to do it again and again and again.
Summer camp can be bittersweet, especially when it comes to saying goodbye to the friends you've met. All of them, says Jameson Ibe.
The same feeling is when they get released. I'm sad that they're not going to, I can't see them anymore, and I can't, like, say hi eventually, but they should belong into the wild, so...
The last day of camp is a trip to the ocean. The human youngsters waited behind a rope as the four young and healthy sea lions waddled out of their crates, and then it was a quick dash, or fast scamper, to the ocean.
Freedom! Freedom!
Staying together!
And then they jumped in the air, in unison, like dolphins.
They were jumping with joy.
Of course. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.